This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People thought I was crazy when I mentioned that Kanye West is going to change politics. In a strange kind of way, he's a sojourner truth. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. It's funny to have the insight, and by the way, I'm not bragging about this. It's just a fact. It's funny to have the insight to sort of be forward-looking. It can get you into trouble. For example, when I called some leftist women lying skanks, which got me fired at Fox, but I stand by the comment. Because let me tell you something, there's worse thing you can be than a skank. And quite frankly, I think those women who accused Brett Kavanaugh of doing something that he didn't do, I'd like to know that word so I could call them that. But what I will tell you is Fox isn't going to tell me how to think or how to be, because millions of you said, you know what, Kevin, you're right. That's exactly what they are, or worse. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but I've been redeemed. I don't have to, when people are like, Kevin, you'll be vindicated. No, I've been vindicated. I was vindicated when I said it. I didn't say it for a reaction. It was a tweet that I made because I believe it. But for the record, down the road, I will get vindicated in the public opinion, in the mind of Fox and others. And I'm not worried about it. People, oh, Kevin, you lost your job. You okay? No, I'm okay. I mean, yeah, it's a good job. It was a good role. It was a good thing for me to get my voice out there on behalf of you. But I'll figure out other ways to do that, and you can easily make that up. See, Fox is not the end-all, be-all. If you guys decide we're going to listen to Kevin and we're going to get 20 million people to make him the next, you know, Limbaugh or better, Fox will be, Kevin, will you please come on and talk to us? Please, please, please. They're nothing but attention whores. I'm just being honest with you. So don't feel bad for me in that respect. I feel bad for them, but I feel worse for us as a group, because we need voices out there who are willing to speak the truth. And I just the other day, I had another guy tell me, Kevin, you know, oh man, if I can't say the things that you say, and then one of my team members, because if you guys are black, and then one of the girls, the team member we were talking about, she happens to be a black female, and then she can say even more. And I'm like, there is nothing she can say that I cannot say. I will say what she says. I will say what white people say, Asian people say. There is nothing that I won't say, as long as it's the truth. And you know, and sometimes the truth can hurt people, but I won't maliciously hurt anybody. Not like Blasey Ford and others. But anyway, they want to picture us as crazy, and they want to, when something like that happens, when I make a statement like that, they, oh, look at him, boy, we're going to crash him, he's crash and burn, and they attack, and then they think they've brought you down. They haven't brought me down, but they can bring down people who don't have my resolve. And Kanye West suffered from that for a long time. The pressures that drove Kanye to seek counseling, and by the way, congratulations to him for doing that. In the old days, if you said, I'm going to go see a shrink or I'm going to go get some help, people thought you were crazy. And by the way, the government wants to believe that if you go seek help, you're crazy, because they want your guns. See, if you go seek help and you're a leftist, they just say, oh, you're getting help. Look at him. It's great mental health. If you go do it as a person on the right, they say, confiscate his guns. He's a killer. So you got to be careful. But the fact of the matter is, you are smart when you go to somebody to explain your problems and you have an expert that says, Kevin, it's not all about anger. I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm angry. Kevin, it's not all about anger. You have other emotions. Are you fearful? Are you scared? Are you disappointed? Explore other emotions that don't run to anger. Young black men, black people in general, go from I'm okay to angry. We don't understand the range of emotions, the things that occur in between, and that's the problem. And so here's Kanye. He's got a conflict. He's going, look, I'm a successful guy. By all rights, I feel like I should be able to say what I want. I speak my truth through my music, and people seem to love it. But I'm limited. I'm limited in what they want me to say to some degree. So I believe Kanye hasn't put out the music that he really wants to put out. I believe that in my heart. I believe this dude has a level of expression that he will figure out. And at some point, he's going to say to heck with the industry. He's not going to worry about it. People are going to buy his stuff. And he happens to have a rich wife that knows how to market. So, you know, he'll be okay. But he's not going to be okay if he's not okay with himself. So he's exploring this. And he's exploring it publicly. And what's funny about it is, while they want to, they're literally on the left ridiculing a man who has sought help to understand himself, to get better. And the reason why he's not better is because of them. Because they won't let him be free and be me. That's what he's saying. Let me be me, or ye be ye. That's what he calls himself, ye. Yet ye, or yay. Is it yay? Whatever. Kanye. He wants to just be himself. And they won't let him. So when he had the catharsis that said, look, I'm not going to worry about what you say. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know whether it came through his shrink, through his family, whatever. Because what most people will tell you, if they really care about you, is be happy. Be happy. Is that through your music? So Kanye says, look, I'm a Renaissance man. I think I can do more with couture and other things. Art, he probably is. I'll be honest with you. The guy, from what everybody says, is a genius. I bet he is. I bet he's got ideas circulating. It's kind of like me with politics. I get frustrated because I was talking to a group the other day. Well, you know, we want to do the black community. I'm like, you don't know enough about the black community to fill a thimble. And the idea that you want to do something in it just cracks me up. And I said this to the group leader. I go, why don't you leave it to the experts? People like myself. And so I walked through a program that they were talking about, and they were just sitting there mouths agape like, oh my God, that was amazing. And I go, yeah. And none of you even thought about it. And by the way, I'm just scratching the surface, and you couldn't even put that together if I gave you guys 6 months. So I understand Kanye's frustration. He's saying, look, I'm on a plane that I can't explain. I'm not going to try to explain it. But more importantly, I want to do it on my own terms. The difference between me and Kanye, besides our bank accounts, is I have said, you're not going to bully me, ever. Since I was 8 years old and learned how to fight, nobody was going to bully me. And Kanye's been bullied, and now he's dealing with it. And you know what? The left can't stand it because he's that important. And when you understand how important he is, not because he's Kanye West and not all the stuff you're hearing, the underlying reason for his importance is what I want to explain a lot today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I told people that Kanye West, the statement that he made about supporting Donald Trump, was a big deal. This was months ago, and I said it was important. And it was so important to me that when I approached Brandon Tatum of Turning Point USA, TPUSA, I said, Brandon, let's do some college events around the Kanye effect. What's been the impact? Crips threatening to kill him if he goes into California, putting out a fatwa on this man, the attacks by everybody, people saying he's crazy, talking about his mental health, making fun of it. Even so much as Alyssa Milano, who has had the same mental health issues, saying, Kanye, when can Kanye become Kanye again? And what they're all trying to prevent is Kanye from escaping the shackles of his own mind and freeing himself. What you're witnessing is a free Kanye. I mean, he's finally said, you know what, I've had enough. But people question me, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. You want to know why? It's being discussed. Kanye West set up a meeting with the president. It was going to be two bros talking. Did you see the media that was at that event? Now, they were there because they figured, oh, we're going to lampoon it. Let me tell you something. They are putting a thick shell on Kanye West to the point where he's going to go crazy on them. And there are kids that follow his music that are watching what's going on. There are teens there are young adults that are going, man, I kind of feel the same way Kanye does. This is the scariest time for Democrats in terms of the black vote than they've had in decades. I was going to say more than 100 years. They are more afraid right now than they have been in decades. Now, part of that evolution of Kanye came from people like myself. Of course, he recognizes Candace Owens as the person because, I don't know, he saw her give a presentation or something. When Kanye does more research and he finds out that there are brothers and sisters out there, if Kanye said at this deal with Trump, I need a role model, a male role model, don't be surprised, and I'm not trying to be funny about this, and I'm certainly not patting myself on the back, don't be surprised if Kanye says, you know what, that dude Kevin Jackson, that brother's been doing it for a decade. He's fearless with it. Don't be surprised at that at all. I won't be. If Kanye says to me, hey man, can we hook up and get together and talk about this? Absolutely. And I will explain to him the genius of being yourself. See, that's where genius begins. People often wonder, I've said many times in my life, I said, everybody is a genius. The problem is everybody doesn't get to discover that genius because there's always a naysayer. There's always somebody telling you what you can't do. Look, I'm not a genius in auto mechanics. You know, I know about cars, and if I studied it, I could certainly be good at it. You know, I'm an electrical engineer, but I didn't invent the semiconductor. I didn't invent some radical technology. I know how to use it. That's what my degree says. Kevin, go out and design something. And I used to design some pretty cool stuff, supercomputers and other things. So I understand it, all right? But I'm not a genius in it. But I can tell you this. This field, I'm a genius in. I will spin a leftist on any concept they want to go with. When I tell you I throw down the gauntlet, leftist, anything you want to discuss, I'm happy to do it. Michael Eric Dyson, you debate people all the time. Kevin Jackson's calling you out. Mark Lamont Hill, anytime, anywhere. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, any of the pundits, politicos, you name it. If you want to debate me, I will meet you anytime, anywhere for this debate. And I'm going to tell you up front, I will crush you. It's that simple. Because I don't have to wonder if I know what I'm talking about. So Kanye wants that freedom. I don't know, again, musically, et cetera, he may be a genius, but I believe he wants to explore where else he can excel. And you got to hear some of these clips. We got a few of them. CNN was laughing at Kanye, ridiculing the man. I think we've got the clips.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
Kanye, because he's put on a MAGA hat and he's an attention whore like the president, he's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration.
So that was Don Lemon and two of his guests. That's what he's what happens when Negroes don't read. So a guy who literally months ago, every one of these silly Negroes were talking about is a genius. He's a genius of this or that. They were sympathetic to his plight in life. The fact that he had to go into, go see a shrink or go into some sort of detox form. Not detox, but, you know, mental detox. Every one of them. Any one of those people would have been happy. And by the way, still would be happy to be in the presence of Kanye West. But they can sit there now and go, oh, let's ridicule him. Yeah. And the other girl calls him an attention whore, a token Negro of the Trump administration. Well, then let me tell you, then Trump's got a lot of token Negroes because the black vote for Donald Trump is going to shock the living daylights out of people in November. Let me tell you something. The funny thing about this is all in an attempt to get the black folks out to vote, and they will, and they're going to vote the way Kanye is now saying, and it's not really because of him. I want to be clear. Kanye is really just acting as a catalyst. He's stirring emotions in people to say, doggone it, you're right. I don't have to think this way. And I want you to balance that with what's happening in the black community under Donald Trump. The very people who continue to say this man is crazy, and I want you to think about it this way, he's crazy for supporting a president who's given blacks the lowest unemployment in history, who's given women the lowest unemployment in history, Latinos the lowest lowest unemployment in history. He's freeing blacks, getting them out of prison, dealing with criminal justice reform, getting them out of countries where Barack Obama couldn't get them, bringing back the remains of veterans, some of whom are black folks. Just so we're clear, and I could go on and on. Blacks now, along with those jobs, are getting off of welfare and finding, you know, redemption in themselves. They're becoming empowered again, and I could go on. He just did a new economic, for urban areas that I know it will be successful because I'll be a part of it, and I could go on. And these are the people saying Kanye's crazy for supporting that man. Trust me when I tell you, you're looking at the clowns. See, Don Lemon and the guests that he had on to say that Kanye's what happened when Negroes don't read and calling him a prostitute are the very people who the black community is looking at going, nah, y'all ain't fooling us. You're not going to take a guy who's given us this kind of music, who you believed in different ways, and you're not going to make him a pariah. We get it. We understand the game. And they're getting it. And it's so scary. We got more when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
Today in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a big announcement regarding MS-13.
So today I'm announcing our next steps to carry out President Trump's order to take MS-13 and other TCOs off the streets. So today I'm announcing that we are creating a transnational organized crime task force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a grand display of ass ignorance in the face of the downfall of democracy, and we have a white and a black man joined together at the narcissistic hip who refuse to understand that they are more a roadblock than a road to real democracy in our country. This is white supremacy by ventriloquism. A black mouth is moving, but white racist ideals are flowing from Kanye West's mouth. Kanye West is engaging in one of the most nefarious practices yet. A black body and brain are the warehouse for the articulation and expression of anti-black sentiments that have been chin-checked by people with far more rigorous credentials.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Michael Eric Dyson, a professor. Yeah, he says this is a grand display of crazy. And what's funny about it is he's describing this. He says a white man and a black man joined together at the narcissistic hip. I got to tell you, every time I hear this guy speak, I ask myself, who pays attention to this clown? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the significance of Kanye West. And here's what I want to tell you guys that are going, Kevin, why are we going to talk about this? This covers a lot of stuff. I could do easily 5 shows on this and you wouldn't be bored. Kanye West talked about the men's movement. When he was talking about his father, he was saying, I didn't have a father in the house. You know, it was a lot of estrogen, you know, growing up with my mom, growing up around all these ladies that I'm around in the family that he married into and so on. He's like, look, I didn't have that father figure. And he goes, he's explaining the feminist movement. He's explaining the Me Too movement. He's explaining what just happened to Kavanaugh. He's explaining what just happened to Cosby. He's explaining what just happened to a bunch of executives who were sitting there going, I had no idea. What are you talking about? I molested some lady that worked with me or whatever. These guys, everybody is spinning. You got high-level people, high-level men going and checking their lives going, holy cow, what could potentially come to me over something innocent? Where, you know, what am I going to have to remember? They're trying to, I remember throwing away my date books, you know, like you finish up a year and you go, okay, well, that year's over. I've got all my expenses done. I know exactly where I was. I got my travel stuff. Boop, boop. You toss it and you go buy a new calendar and you do it again. Let me tell you, teach your kids to keep their calendar daily, everything they do, where they're going, who's around them. Because if you're a boy, this is what you need. Kanye is talking about that. When they were talking about gun control, Kanye brought it up. It's funny to hear these guys, they mix it. Oh, well, on this he was good, on that he was good. Yeah, he had some good things to say, but then he didn't. I'm going to talk about, I'm not going to do it right now, but Chris Cuomo lost his CNN mind over Kanye. And it could, the discussion of that by, in and of itself truly is a minimum of an hour show. Minimum. You got to hear this guy. He is so upset that people are paying attention to Kanye. He asked the question, why is the media here? With all the, what, did you see all that media? It's our fault. It's our fault. He's talking about the media. It's our fault for covering this. He's just a person. Ask yourself, why do people listen to De Niro? He wasn't mad about De Niro when he said something. He wasn't mad about Taylor Swift again to an election cycle. He's not mad about Susan Sarandon and her political take. He's not mad about any of the clowns. George Clooney, when the media's on them, when they're up at the Oscars talking about Donald Trump and climate change and illegal immigrations and more power to Latinos and all this, he's not saying a word. They're all relevant. But when a black dude who's from their ilk comes over and says, hey, I like Donald Trump. In fact, I love him. Gives him a hug. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about that. Chris Cuomo deserves a lot of time in and of itself. But Michael Eric Dyson, did you hear that dribble? White supremacy by ventriloquism. See, what he's saying is Kanye West is stupid. He doesn't understand what he's saying. You need to disregard this man. Don't do anything. So we're talking about complete racism on his part. And worse than that, manism. I'm going to call it manism. Because a grown man can say whatever he wants to me in terms of his life. Kevin, there ain't nothing better than fishing. Now, I disagree. But I'm going to go, well, you know what, Carl? Good for you, man. You've got a passion, and for you, there's nothing better than fishing. Now, I disagree. It would be easy for me to say, Carl, that's kind of a limiting statement. Maybe the birth of your kids. Maybe finding the love of your life. Maybe there's nothing better than fishing, but maybe there's something better that can come from fishing. I don't know, but I'm not going to explore that with you because if that's your limited scope, congratulations. But I know that there are things better than fishing. But I'm not going to argue with a man who says, I found my passion. But this is what the left does. They want to argue with Kanye West because he says, I'm not going to be restricted. So what Michael Eric Dyson says is his black mouth is moving, but white racist ideas are what's flowing from that mouth. What white racist ideas? That Kanye West says, I support a guy who's done more for black folks than the black president ever did. By the way, if you want to have some fun, go back and look at Michael Eric Dyson where he actually says, you know what? We expected more from Barack Obama. He didn't deliver all the things we wanted, but we support him because he's black. Now, Trump delivers what the promises of Barack Obama, helps the HBCUs, helps black people across the board economically, saving homes, saving businesses, has put black people on the radar in his presidency, and Michael Eric Dyson says Kanye West is a crazy one. Now, I give you Professor Michael Eric Dyson because he's the crazy one, and I will call this clown out and say, Dyson, I will debate you anytime, anywhere over these issues because you are a first-class butthat, and I cleaned it up for the show here. He goes on to say, and you got to love his use of the words. He says that these two are joined together at the narcissistic hip, white supremacy by ventriloquism. I mean, I want you to think about the mindset of a guy and how clever he thinks he's being. The nefarious practices. These are the most nefarious practices yet. He loves using words that don't even, if all he needs to say is, look, I find this very disconcerting. I find this disingenuous. I think that these guys are blah, blah, blah. But no, he's got this is the most nefarious practice. The black body and brain are the warehouse for the articulation and expression of anti-black sentiments that have been chin-checked by people with far more rigorous credentials. Now, what the heck is that? You know, I would say to him, if I was debating him, I'd say, see, that's what Michael Eric Dyson relies on. You don't understand that nonsense. What he's trying to tell you is that Kanye West is saying something anti-black. What did he say that's anti-black? Nothing. What Kanye West said was pro-Kanye West, pro him escaping the mentality that guys like Michael Eric Dyson want him to adopt. By the way, if you really listen to Michael Eric Dyson, you should be looking at why he's not in a mental institution, because this guy can't even articulate a thought that people understand. chin checked, he says, by people with far more rigorous credentials. I want to explore that for just a second. See, because that's what academia does. They say, this guy who thinks as stupidly as I do, but he's got a PhD from Joe Schmo College or University, he says this is stupid too. Okay, so a group of stupid people that have PhD or M whatever behind their name all get together in a cabal and tell you about climate change or tell you that all black people need to vote the same way. Says no other group. I would ask Michael Eric Dyson, so Michael Eric Dyson, why is it that it's stupid for a black person to leave to go vote his way and do things his way, but it's not stupid for anybody else? Why is it only black, you know, diaspora that we have to be dealing with here? And so, and I love when they tell you, this person's got better credentials. Look, I don't have any PhDs after my name. I'm not a PhD in anything. But I'll tell you this, I'll put my credentials up against any person, I'm going to repeat it, any academic, any politico on the left, any media pundit, the smarter the better. Let them bring 13, 14, 100 people. It doesn't matter to me. And I will make them the fools. I'll prove to you that they are fools. The same way I'll prove that this clown Michael Eric Dyson is a fool. How dare he or anybody else decide what a grown man can say or think, particularly when that guy is finding his way to the light? Because that's what's happening. Kanye, a girl asked us when we were doing the Kanye effect at University of Arizona. She says, the old Kanye is different from the new Kanye. And Brandon was answering, well, you know, I know his music and this, that, and the other. And I said, that's, you know, when Brandon finished, and I don't have any problem with what he said. But what I said to the girl is, here's the basic thing of what you just said. You don't like that Kanye has evolved. He evolved into something that you don't understand. Now, he's a grown man and an accomplished person, and you admit it. This gentleman over here called him a genius, and he did. It was a black dude that called him a genius. So this genius, who's still evolving, has evolved into something else. And you, a college student, who hasn't had nearly the amount of life that he's lived, you, nobody, by the way, no offense, has called you a genius, and you're checking him. Now, do you see how crazy that is? You have no right to talk about his evolution.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Believe it or not, Kanye West said some genuinely interesting things this afternoon. Things we ought to be talking about in public, but are not. He'll probably destroy his career for saying them. He'll certainly be despised by many of his former friends. But before any of that happens, let's consider what he actually said. We'll go with the most offensive things first. Here they are.
You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat.
I have conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say, you know, first of all, it's a limit to amount of jobs. So the fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll get you more money for having more kids in your home. I think it's the bravery that helps you beat this game called life. You know, they try to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. You know, I love Hillary, I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son.
She didn't make me feel like a guy who could play catch with his son. West didn't explain exactly what he meant by that, and yet at the very same time, he could not have put it more precisely or more poignantly. He grew up in a party whose policies have systematically destroyed the American family, especially in poor neighborhoods. I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home, West said with obvious sadness. Millions of American kids know exactly what he is talking about. The Democratic Party won't acknowledge these kids or their loss. To party leaders, fathers in the home are at best irrelevant. At worst, they're an impediment to political power. Married women tend to vote Republican, and they know that. When prominent Democrats attack the patriarchy, what they're attacking is fathers. When they wage war on toxic masculinity, what they're trying to suppress is masculinity itself. Everybody knows this. Few are brave enough to say it out loud. West essentially did.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm exploring this Kanye effect because, as I said, it touched on so many things. And that was Tucker Carlson touching on one that I think is the most powerful piece of it. One, blacks don't need to vote Democrat. Then he goes on to talk about the core, the critical issue driving all of this animus towards him, towards Republicans, towards America. Fathers are being marginalized. He says, okay, fathers lose their job. Who loses those jobs first? The black community. He says, then they incentivize black women to have more kids. Then he jumped around. He says, and this is one of the things that they hate, his bravery. Kanye is he's like a young zealot in anything. Once you make that conversion, he's now wanting to be an evangelist. And he says, bravery will help you defeat this game called life. Let me tell you something, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, and you can call me if you want, 844-551-8255. Bravery is indeed what helps you defeat life. When I had the choice of, you know, keeping my job at Fox or sticking to my guns, I stuck to my guns. That took bravery. It took me saying, yeah, I'm going to take a financial hit, significant. But I don't care. Kevin, you're not going to be in the spotlight. So what? I've been in the spotlight. See, when you've been there, done that, and you're not worried about your income because you know God is going to take care of you, you say, who cares? I got to stand on principle. With Kanye West standing on principle, a dude who has sold millions of albums, you know, whatever, I don't know what he sold. He sold a bunch. And is going to sell millions more, is going to transcend. I mean, he got a deal with Adidas. Because of this, by the way, I'm going to go out and buy Adidas for that reason. But he gets a deal with Adidas, and he's saying, I'm free. You unleashed me. And when he says, I put this hat on, I feel like Superman. Now, he's going to need to temper that and figure out how to balance it. You don't want to run on that, you know, those endorphins too long. It's like a cocaine high. Not that I've ever done any drugs, because I haven't. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean. You got to balance it. But once he finds that balance, man, this dude is going to do some amazing things. And it's going to transcend his music and stuff. I don't know where it's going to go. I hope he figures it out. Because that's what groups like mine does. We have SeekingEducationalExcellence.org that's cutting the head off the snake of the very people that imprison the minds of blacks. We are not going to let them imprison our minds any longer with social justice nonsense. We're going to learn things that matter in this world. That's what we do. If you want to support it, go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Go check it out. The reason why we made the movie Bleeding Blue is because we want to dispel narratives, fake narratives about police and other things, and we got other projects in the works. So that's what we do, and I hope Kanye does that. He says, my dad and mom separated. I didn't have male energy in my home. He touched on the second most critical thing. Aside from the fact that blacks don't have to be monolithic and vote Democrat, he then touched on the family, but he touched on the crux of it, my dad. And then Tucker said, a party whose policies have systematically destroyed the black community. Let me tell you something, white people listening to this show. You are on the side of righteousness. Those Democrats over there intentionally destroy the black community. Oh, they pretend they don't. Oh, you know what? We give you welfare. We give you this. We give you that. Don't give me anything except the opportunity. Welfare is not forever. It's to help. But they've made a system to where I can opt to be on it pretty much for the rest of my life, from the cradle to the grave. And Tucker then said, here's a statistic for you. Married women tend to vote Republican. Now, Hillary will say it's because we beat it out of them. Men beat it into their wives. You better vote Republican or we'll beat you up. That is not the case. Married women watch what their husbands do. They watch how men influence their children. They're much more observant about the community as a whole because they have the time. They have the ability to be discerning. Single women, particularly single moms, have a tendency to go, "Whoo, I'm just working too hard." And then they need those things that the government provides. So they start, they transfer that, what should be in a good, wholesome family relationship with a man or whomever. They transfer that into the government's going to take it up for me. I better support my man, which is government. And they know that. So this is why women attack fathers. They attack masculinity, as Tucker said. They call it toxic masculinity. Well, let me tell you what's really toxic. Toxic femininity, given to us by these leftist toxic feminists. They're the ones who are doing this, and they're doing it intentionally. And what's funny, there are many men out there going, oh yeah, we are toxic, we've done some bad things. There are women who've done bad things throughout history. They've killed men. They've allowed bad men to be worse. They've encouraged bad men to be worse. I mean, don't talk to me about, like, throughout history, women have been great and men have done all these things. Sometimes men were urged to do bad things by women, by toxic women. And don't get me started about the feminists of today, the ones who will declare themselves, I was raped when nothing occurred. They will accuse men of being pedophiles so they can get control of the kids so they can then manipulate these children. Don't talk to me about these people. It's ridiculous. Here's MSNBC talking about Kanye.
Felt like I was sitting in on a psychiatric visit and a commercial for Donald Trump.
What I saw was a minstrel show today. Him in front of all of these white people, mostly white people, embarrassing himself and embarrassing Americans, but mostly African Americans.
Actually, that was not the right clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. But we do have the MSNBC clip, and here that is.
Wow. Okay, I'm doing this for everybody who's watching us who turned their volume down. You can put it back up again.
But if you think you're
bonkers.
Going to get a thoughtful play-by-play and political analysis, you're not. Because that was an assault on our White House.
You can't analyze some of that stuff that was said. As we warned you at the top, there was a little bit of profanity. There was actually more than you heard. We were able to bleep some of it out. But there was some of it did make it in there. That was crazy.
I have to cut it a little short there because we're going to run out of time. But that was MSNBC watching the Kanye talk about this stuff, and then they deemed it crazy. They said there was nothing redeemable, nothing that he said that was of any note. Now, Tucker did an analysis of it, and we've got a second part to that I'll play a little bit later in the broadcast. But Tucker did an analysis of it, and he says, you know, blacks don't have to be Democrat. Fathers lose their jobs. We're encouraged to have more kids in the black community out of wedlock. And he felt like the hat gave him power. It made him, you know, understand his manhood, that, you know, he needs to be a better father, that he understands what's destroying the black community and so on and so forth. But they got nothing out of it. It was just, whoa, oh, this, that, and the other. Folks, we are at war here. And Kanye's fighting this battle with us, and you should be happy about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.